Life on the space shuttle is about to become a little more continental. Atlantis is scheduled to blast off today. Inside the shuttle's cargo bay is a science lab called Columbus. It was built for the European Space Agency, and it will be monitored from a small town in Germany. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
The German ambassador in Washington, D.C., held an event this week to mark the launch of the Columbus Lab. Everyone swarmed around former astronaut Thomas Reiter. His work in the European Astronaut Corps made him a star. Last year, he lived on the space station for 6 months, floating around rooms built mostly by the United States and Russia.
You know, I never felt like a foreigner on the station as it was.
But he thinks once Columbus goes up, European astronauts will love having a room of their own.
I think everyone can imagine if you are in such a huge station and you have a module where you can say, well, this was built in your own countries. This is something special.
Two European astronauts will be on board Atlantis this afternoon, but Reiter won't be one of them. He now works for the German Space Agency, and he's been intimately involved in developing Columbus. He says the room is over 20 feet long, with science equipment built into its walls. It will run experiments on things like how plants grow and how liquids behave in space. But Reiter suspects that astronauts won't just work in the lab.
The station is quite noisy due to the lots of ventilators that are running.
But in tests on the ground, he thought Columbus seemed remarkably quiet.
Maybe it will be a famous place where people gather, not only for work, but also because it's a nice quiet place where they probably want to hear music or do things like that. Yeah.
A couple of months ago, he took his last look at the lab as it was being prepared for launch.
It's a kind of funny feeling if you have been working for such a long time in the module and then you see it the last time on Earth and, you know, the next time you will see pictures, it's in orbit.
This won't be Europe's first orbiting science lab. In the 80s and 90s, the European Space Agency flew a reusable lab on NASA's shuttle, but it only went up for short missions. Columbus is designed to operate for 10 years, and it will double the space station's research capacity. European countries have ponied up over $1 billion to make this all happen. Michael Manking works for the company that got the main contract to build the lab. He says its mission control won't be Houston. Instead, it will be monitored from a town in Bavaria.
It's called Oberpfaffenhofen. It's a small town very close to Munich.
I think that American astronauts may have some trouble saying that.
Yes, right. So therefore they will call it Columbus Control Center, I'm pretty sure.
He says Columbus is a very big deal for Europe's human spaceflight program, and others agree. Frederick Nordland represents the European Space Agency in the United States. He calls this flight a turning point.
We already have some hardware on board the station, and we had astronauts flying to the station. But this time around, it's different.
And he says in a few weeks, Europe is also planning to launch a new unmanned spaceship. It's a kind of robotic delivery truck that will carry food, water, and other supplies up to the station. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.